Introduction. Welcome to stage two of our course. User journey for a product owner in technical product management. In this stage, we will dive into the practical applications in product management that will equip you with essential tools and techniques. Our goal is to help you acquire hands-on skills in gathering user requirements, creating user stories, and utilizing product management tools effectively. As you transition into your new role, these practical insights will be invaluable in driving your success. Let's embark on this journey together. Main content. Techniques for gathering user requirements. Understanding user requirements is the cornerstone of effective product management. One effective technique to gather these requirements is through user interviews. Engaging directly with users allows you to uncover their needs and pain points. For instance, if you are developing a project management tool, asking users about their current challenges in task tracking can provide insights that inform your product features. Another technique is conducting surveys. This can help you gather quantitative data, identifying trends in user preferences. Additionally, you can utilize techniques like focus groups, where a small group of users discusses their experiences and expectations. This method can reveal diverse perspectives and foster deeper discussions. Observational studies, where you watch users interact with similar products, can also uncover unarticulated needs and behaviors that users might not consciously express. Creating user stories and acceptance criteria. Once you have gathered user requirements, the next step is to translate them into user stories. A user story captures a feature from the end user's perspective. For example, as a project manager, I want to be able to assign tasks to team members so that I can streamline project workflow. Along with user stories, it's essential to define acceptance criteria that clarify when a story is considered complete. This sets clear expectations and helps the development team understand the scope of work. To make user stories even more effective, consider using the invest criteria: independent, negotiable, valuable, estimable, small, and testable. This ensures that each user story stands alone and can be prioritized based on its value to users, enhancing the overall product backlog. Prioritization techniques. Moscow, Rice. With a backlog of user stories, prioritization becomes crucial. The Moscow method helps you classify features into four categories: must have, should have, could have, and won't have. This technique ensures that the most critical features are developed first. Alternatively, the RICE model, standing for reach, impact, confidence, and effort, provides a framework to score each feature, helping you make informed decisions about which features to prioritize based on their potential value. In practice, you might find it beneficial to combine these techniques. For instance, you could start with Moscow to identify urgent needs, then apply RICE to refine the prioritization of must-have features based on their potential return on investment. Fundamentals of road mapping. Road mapping is an essential skill for product managers. A product roadmap is a strategic tool that outlines your product vision and the steps to achieve it. Over time, it helps communicate the product strategy to stakeholders and aligns the team on goals. When creating a roadmap, ensure that it is flexible enough to adapt to changing user needs and market dynamics. This will allow you to keep your product relevant and user-centric. A useful approach is to categorize your roadmap into themes, such as user experience improvements, technical debt, and new features. This not only helps in visualizing long-term goals but also allows for easier tracking of progress and alignment with user feedback. Tools for product management, e.g., Jira, Trello, Asana, Let's talk about the tools that can facilitate your product management journey. Jira is widely used for tracking issues and managing agile projects. It allows you to create user stories, plan sprints, and visualize workflows. Trello, on the other hand, is a more visual tool that uses boards and cards to manage tasks. Asana provides a balance between these two, offering robust task management features while maintaining an easy-to-use interface. Familiarizing yourself with these tools will enhance your efficiency and streamline your workflows. Consider also exploring tools like Notion or ClickUp, which combine task management with documentation and collaboration features. These can be particularly useful for teams needing centralized information repositories alongside their project management capabilities. Conducting effective sprint planning. Sprint planning is a critical part of agile product management. During a sprint planning meeting, the team discusses user stories, estimates effort, and commits to what can be delivered in the upcoming sprint. It's essential to ensure that everyone understands the goals of the sprint and that the tasks are well-defined. This collaboration fosters transparency and accountability within the team. To enhance the effectiveness of your sprint planning, consider using techniques like planning poker for estimating task effort. This gamified approach encourages team engagement and can lead to more accurate estimates, ensuring that the team commits to a realistic workload. Techniques for user testing and feedback collection. Lastly, user testing and feedback collection are vital for refining your product. Techniques such as usability testing allow you to observe how real users interact with your product. Gathering feedback through surveys or interviews post-testing can provide insights into what works and what needs improvement. Remember, the goal is to iterate and enhance the product based on user input, ensuring it meets their needs effectively. You can also implement A/B testing, where two versions of a feature are tested with users to determine which performs better. This data-driven approach can provide concrete evidence to support product decisions, enhancing user satisfaction and engagement. Conclusion. As we conclude stage 2, you should now feel more equipped with practical skills that will enable you to gather user requirements, create compelling user stories, prioritize effectively, and utilize product management tools. Remember, the key to successful product management lies in understanding your users and remaining adaptable in your approach. Keep these techniques in mind as you move forward in your product management journey. Reflection questions. 1. How can you implement user interviews in your current or future projects to gather more effective user requirements? 2. What prioritization technique do you find most suitable for your context and why? 3. In what ways can you improve your roadmapping process to better align with user needs and market changes?